Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Open phones coming up. I'm going to get into all the Newsweek hit pieces on myself and others and break those down. Glenn Beck's treacherous attack on Deborah Medina, and a lot more. On the financial front, with open talk of the euro completely collapsing, which we, of course, predicted years ago, that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. All right, on the subject of Glenn Beck, he's only a player in this larger theatrical shenanigan. I have seen Sarah Palin, I have seen Pipes, I've seen all these top neocons in editorials and on television in the last few months. You've all seen it as well. We played the clips here. Say, attack Iran or your presidency is over. And we know that, again, Obama is a puppet, but he doesn't want to politically destroy himself as well. So they've got all the dirt and all the Larry Sinclair stuff they can bring out, whether it's true or not, to ruin him. They've got all the other reports of drug use. They've got the truther thing that's been promoted. They've got all these ways, whether true or not, they can bring down Obama whenever they want. He's outlived his usefulness. He's 1 year and a month into his administration, and he is politically crashing and burning with his approval rating of any president 13 months into their administration. And the line on the graph goes straight down. From the heights of 80-plus percent down to 40% and dropping fast. How do the globalists grab victory out of the jaws of defeat? Well, we know their MO. And I have to give credit where credit is due. Of all these hundreds of different points I have that bring me to this conclusion, tarpley a few months ago when the gate crashers, who've now taken the Fifth Amendment in congressional testimony, everything is about security, security, how Obama's not safe. When he was running for president in Dallas, there was no security there. Oh, my God, there are people down the street wearing firearms. Oh, we've got to restrict the Second Amendment. What are we going to do? Somebody's going to go after Obama. And now I see video of Glenn Beck and other neocons in the last month over and over again saying 9/11 truthers and anti-warers are going to assassinate Obama in the White House. Well, wait a minute. If Obama's so pro-war and so pro-police state and Northcom, why are you guys attacking him? Well, you're there to support him. When Glenn Beck comes out, who's discredited with the controlled left, and attacks Obama, that then gives him support. Remember, a year ago, we got internal White House memos where they said, we're going to run against Rush Limbaugh. He's discredited. He's a drug addict. He's got all these problems. We will play up the fact that everything is Rush Limbaugh and try to get the left to now support war, support torture, support big government, support banker bailouts, because the alternative is Rush Limbaugh and the Republicans. Well, more and more now, because they're not sure if he's going to stay employed or stay sober or he's got heart problems, whatever the case may be, that the replacement for Limbaugh and the 2.0 of propaganda, of fake conservatism, is now Glenn Beck, far worse. They tried Savage, but he isn't globalist enough for him, with the MSNBC show, as you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And so they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. How do they stage new terror attacks when the average person now understands inside job, self-inflicted wound, false flag, when that's now in the vernacular? People now understand that. That people are now on the lookout for that. Look at Kurt Haskell and his wife on the plane, seeing the second bomber, seeing the sharp-dressed man get him on the plane, saying the government clearly got him on the plane, protected him. That's now admitted by the State Department and the FBI. They let him on the plane without a passport. They protected him. They got him on the plane. See, because we have people watching now everywhere. So I'm going to continue breaking down the evidence when we come back to the fact that I believe they're going to pull a false flag assassination attempt straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A month and a half ago, when we first had the White House gate crashers at that party, I really learned to respect Webster Tarpley's deep analysis. He said that off of that story and a bunch of others, the way they were written, that they were preparing the public for the idea that Obama isn't safe inside the White House. Not from people that sneak into parties and the two or three security breaches they've had, which they've done the statistics on. That's normal. It's about on par for how many they normally have. But this was being obsessed on to introduce the idea of an inside coup, and that this was a veiled threat against Obama. And I've seen so much of what he talks about come true that I respected it. We're going to get Tarpley on the next few days to talk about this, but I put it on kind of the back burner thinking about it. And then I started, well, over the last year, seeing all these staged events where they get meth heads or ex-cons and set them up and claim that they were going to attack Obama, and they find some drug head white supremacists who said they were going to, you know, wear white tuxedos with white top hats and play ZZ Top and go kill him, and just all, you know, they found a lot of nuts to kind of introduce that idea as well. And that dovetails in with the MIAC report, the Homeland Security reports, and others. So I saw that going on. And then just knowing how they operate and what they do, and a lot of other ingredients to their modus operandi, I then started seeing the globalists say, look, your presidency is over, and you're going to get impeached or not even get reelected If you don't launch a new war, that's the only way to save yourself. And we had previous neocon articles about how great 9/11 was and how we need another 9/11. And that's what Glenn Beck's all about, the 9/12 project, the day after 9/11, that feeling we had of wanting to nuke people, of wanting to torture, of how we came together under a big lie of fraud. That's what he wants to reinvoke. So everything is about that. And they hate the 9/11 truth movement because they track and read and have the aggregate systems online with Google and the NSA. They know that 9/11 truth is actually growing. I hear it on talk radio. I see it on the web. More and more evidence comes out. It just grows and grows. It's been depoliticized now that Bush left. A lot of conservatives are now looking at it and learning about false flag. What's one of the only false flags they've got that can make Obama a victim? Try to, and I've seen this going on for a decade, merge the idea of militias and constitutionalists working with Muslim extremists. What's the only way to do that? And then somehow tie that into the radical left and be able to sick Homeland Security and NORTHCOM on the American people. What is the only way they're going to be able to do that? By staging a fake assassination attempt on Obama where he survives or where he is wounded. What was it, 10 years ago? It even came out in the mainstream news that the Taiwanese president staged the shooting of himself in a parade, and it turned out they just set off some firecrackers and then they put a little cut on his side during an election. I mean, this is what they do. Different Roman emperors would stage assassination attempts on themselves as a pretext to crack down on people. The czars would do this. Saddam Hussein did this under U.S. direction in 1979 when he got power. That's how he arrested his political opposition. So we know that's in the playbook of the CIA and other governments. And then I went ahead last night and this morning and searched the term on YouTube of assassinations planned on Obama. And I found Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, and others. That's clearly a talking point that they've now got, saying his White House is infiltrated with 9/11 truthers and they're going to try to kill him. And the anti-war movement, they're going to try to kill him because he's expanding the wars, while they give him left cover, criticizing him for not starting enough wars. So it's a balancing act to re-energize the left-right paradigm. At the same time, claiming they're not part of the left-right paradigm, that they're anti-establishment, as if Roger Ailes and Fox News is anti-establishment. And they're dovetailing their propaganda in Newsweek and Time Magazine with Beck. Beck says, I'm a patriot, but then criticizes all the real patriot groups. And then Newsweek and Time attack Beck and mix him in with Alex Jones and Ron Paul because they're discrediting Beck from the left angle, so the left doesn't like me. And then Beck attacks myself and others so that the right wing doesn't like us because we're the real bona fide patriots here who understand the tools of statecraft and manipulation that are being used against us. So I'm going to play this Glenn Beck clip. I'm not going to play the whole 8 minutes. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the article titled, A Meeting, A Message to Glenn Beck, What Are the Dangers of 9/11 Truthers? And Paul Watson's doing a giant breakdown of this. Now, remember, I told you 9/11 was going to happen 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, a month before. I said they'll blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their ass, Osama bin Laden. How did I know that? I saw the preparation in the media introducing bin Laden, telling you he's going to get you, Rand Corporation saying when the attack comes, we're going to take your rights, we're going to federalize for your own good, we're going to launch wars, we're going to go into Iraq. Now you know about the oil meetings. 1 month into office in 2001, in February with Cheney, they were already planning all this and talking about a big staged event. A year before that, in the Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000, Cheney wrote about giant Pearl Harbor level events to launch their new world order. And then there's a lot of other evidence goes into it. But in the balance of time, in the interest of time, just simplifying it, boiling it down, rendering it down to its basics, this is a perfect false flag to demonize domestic groups that are against the war, torture, big government, and to demonize 9/11 truth, which the White House own Cass Sunstein says is their number one enemy, what Congress under Bush said was their number one enemy. It gives them the pretext to censor the web, to push through their whole agenda and launch a new war. So they're going to have a staged assassination attempt of Obama in the next year, probably sooner. They may have multiple staged events that build up. He may even be wounded. They may even kill him to then make him a sacrificial lamb to where who's left in his administration, Joe Biden and others, can do whatever they want with wars, with domestic crackdowns, with the riots that will start if they blame it on a Tea Party / 9/11 truther. And I've seen them following this script, getting it ready, building it out, getting everybody ready. So I'm telling you, in their hand, they've got the war with Iran, they've got nukes, they've got bioweapons. He signed the executive orders for that. They've got fake hack attacks on the internet. Infrastructure is a pretext to take it over. But the biggest card I see them playing in their fist, their ace of spades, is to stage an attack on Obama. And they are getting ready for this to demonize the opposition and bring in a massive crackdown. And I already was worried about this, but I didn't want to come on air. I wasn't 100% sure. But after I've seen what Glenn Beck has had to say and others, clearly they are threatening him. They are menacing him. They are letting him know we can get to you and we will blame it on the opposition. And Obama's like, but this is political suicide to launch more wars and have another banker take over bailout. And they're saying, you will do this and we will save you. You attack Iran, we will get you reelected. Sarah Palin even said that. You know, will I run against him? Will he lose? Depends if he attacks Iran, like he needs to, like I think he should. He needs to declare war. He needs to play the war card. Those are quotes. Now, you can be caught up in Rush Limbaughism or Sean Hannityism or Barack Obamaism. It's like I told you, foolish Barack Obama supporters, you're being played. And I'm telling Glenn Beck, Republican Party, Tea Party Nation people being played, you need to wake up and realize that you're the target of Homeland Security. You're the target of NORTHCOM. You are the target of all of this. When Bush was in office, when Clinton was in office, and now that Obama's in office. So the false flag is kill Obama or wound him or try to kill him, but they need to probably at least wound him to get people rioting, to get everybody at each other's throats, and then they're going to blame it on Islamicists tied in with a Tea Party 9/11 truther. Now, that doesn't exist, but I've seen them beginning this history, this false history, this ledger, this cutout. I've seen them with their fake Al-Qaeda spokesman that they upload with the Intel Center and the same Al-Qaeda logo as the Intel Center logo saying, Al-Qaeda, and there's the grandson of the former head of the ADL, Adam Gadon. We work with your militias. We're going to release anthrax. We're going to attack you. We're going to go after your president. We're going to do this. See, Al-Qaeda is a cutout they attach to whoever they want to attack. Iran, Iraq, the American people, Yemen. It is a wholly created government creation to do this. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to start playing this clip. And he covers so much. I mean, this is definitely written by Army PSYOPs. This is definitely psychological warfare. This isn't somebody just reading talking points off a teleprompter. There are so many different forms of psychological warfare wound into this one clip. That's why I can't watch it. It makes my brain burn with understanding and realization and just every word he says, everything he twists, his mannerisms, the way he does it, the way he talks to you like you're a child, the left-right imagery, the way they use chalkboards, the way he has the little stickers that he puts up and then hesitates to post. It's all done at a childlike level. The way he implies that communists in the government are the ones undermining the economy to destroy it by design. When the communists work for the big banks to take over nations, and when the White House, Cass Sunstein, says arrest anybody that's 9/11 truth, and when it was Glenn Beck and George Bush and others that helped ram through the banker bailout, he now says it's communists that want to kill Obama in the White House if he doesn't destroy the economy. when it's a bipartisan group of offshore banks destroying the economy? I mean, it's just a tissue of fraud.
Get $1,000 in free groceries for only $4.90. It's true. The National Grocery Relief Program is now available to you. Consumer Advocate Response, in cooperation with the National Grocery Relief Program, is conducting surveys in your area for a limited time. Simply call their toll-free number to get your free $1,000 National Grocery Relief Program sent out to you today. This limited-time offer is completely confidential, and there's no restriction on what groceries you can get. That means with your $1,000, you can buy any of your favorite products in the grocery store. Call now and get your $1,000 worth of groceries free. Participation is limited, so call now. 1-800-554-9306. That's 1-800-554-9306. It's easy and completely confidential. Claim your relief package today. 1-800-554-9306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The good news here is that even Senator Jay Rockefeller is saying, I think Obama's unbelievable to me. They're getting so desperate that even the leadership of the New World Order are throwing him under the bus. You can see what they're doing right now because the entire system is losing all credibility. So they've got the controlled left trying to rein in and control their people that don't like what's happening. They've got the controlled right in there trying to do the same thing. But all the king's horses, all the king's men can't put the New World Order back together again. That's why Obama has announced, I will just use executive fiat power and do whatever I want. And it appears that he is going to do what they want and go into Iran, attack Iran. It appears that they don't even care. They are still setting him up for an assassination attempt to empower him, to empower his memory, whether they kill him, God forbid, or whether they just wound him, or whether it's a close assassination attempt. They are going to blame it on the American people. Prepare yourselves. Get ready for this to happen, because Glenn Beck every other day now is saying, I just fear for him. You watch. They're going to attack him. They're going to try to kill him. Look, there's no security in the White House. The gate crashers. Anybody can get in. They're going to get him. The people that are anti-war and 9/11 truth, they're going to get him. They're going to get him. They're now introducing it. Let's start now with the Glenn Beck clip. Here it is.
Regime is when it is on the verge of collapse. A regime with revolutionaries in it, it is trouble. The Democratic Party is...
Again, his entire regime is anti-free speech, anti-9/11 truth. There's no doubt they put Van Jones in to destroy him publicly and tie a communist to 9/11 truth. But it's true. The globalist regime is in deep trouble. So he tells a lot of truth, but then spins it around. That the regime are a few of the communists in his administration. When the big banks always use communists to consolidate wealth, Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, broke that down. Continue.
It's collapsing. It's either going to have to renew itself or it's going to collapse.
And once again, they renewed themselves when people got wise to Bush through Obama. Now they renew themselves with Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin. Then they renew themselves again with more staged terror attacks. Continue.
Full of revolutionaries. Let me show you why the president is in danger. There are two kinds of radicals.
Pause again. He builds it up slowly, and he gives you very simplistic, childlike graphics of this tree. Okay, he doesn't show you the trees, a bunch of banks that openly run the left and right and are playing us off against each other and consolidating power. No, it's the different types of revolutionaries. But the globalists fund all the revolutionaries you're about to see. Go look at every group he mentions. Big tax-free banking foundations fund it. Continue.
There we go. Two kinds of radicals here. We've done the tree of revolution before. We've had this now for several months. There's a Cloward and Piven type. You know, the one that says, there's
it falls again. He poses just like the teacher. He fixes it for you. He talks to you like you're a fifth grade class. And he's explaining it to you. He's distorting for you. Continue.
Takeover through financial collapse and the reset of the system.
Back that up. Back that up. I want to tell you, the revolutionary communists that he's about to cover, they are taking over through a controlled collapse. You have a perfectly coordinated, Bill Clinton changes the laws for the derivatives. All the major Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase people continue under Bush. They put all their money into Obama, continue. They've now shifted, the New York Times reported, to getting all their money into Republicans, because that's the new fake counter-revolution. So, see, he's telling you the bank, not the bankers are collapsing, communists did this. And he goes on to say Obama's people did the economic collapse. They did the banker bailout. Not Glenn Beck with White House talking points saying it's not big enough. We've got to have this. George Bush is a great man. See, because there's no difference between him and the establishment people in the White House. But he needs to give you that fake image of a difference. I mean, this is all lies. This is why I keep stopping it. I mean, it's just all... That's why I can't play these clips here. Every 5 seconds is a lie. Play it again.
There's a Cloward and Piven type. You know, the one that says, there's peaceful takeover through financial collapse and the reset of the system. Cloward and Piven. And that went this way. Acorn. The other kind has violent radicals.
Hit pause again. Now Acorn caused the financial collapse. No, they were part of the big foundations getting inner city people in debt. As we've had Catherine Austin Fitz on, who was there at the time, telling you how they set it up. But that was the big banks. Acorn is just one tiny little thumbnail on the hand. We're going to come back and I'm going to try to play longer clips and analyze it. It's just... That's the thing about Beck. When you're actually informed, it's all lies. Oh, he'll be right in saying I'm against government takeover of healthcare or the government controlling your thermostats. He doesn't tell you Rick Perry got that through the legislature and this office now has a remote control thermostat in it. No, he tells you Rick Perry's going to save you. So he'll tell you the problem, but not explain to you who's behind it. Both parties. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Now again, we're only taking a couple minute clip of Glenn Beck and analyzing. This is a guy who said that Al-Qaeda had snuck nukes in 2007, right before the election. This is a guy who is clearly a psyop. He has more open CIA officers on than any other show. They are there manipulating you. And he hasn't even gotten to the part yet. He already said this is why Obama's in danger. Then he says that 9/11 truth is going to kill him. I mean, talk about a demonization. People that question 9/11, incredibly diverse group all over the world. The number two guy in the Japanese government, all these other world leaders, the former German defense minister, all these engineers, all these people. We're violent. We're bad. We're going to go after Obama. Total false flag in the making. Let's continue.
Kind of radicals that bombed the Pentagon. When he was in the newspaper, the New York Times, it was on September 11th, he said this, quote, I don't regret setting bombs. I feel we didn't do enough. Paul Watson, I talked to him, talk about him a couple of days ago. He said this, quote, he's that whale activist. There's nothing wrong with being a terrorist as long as you win. Then you write the history.
All right, stop. Bill Ayers, Patty Hearst, it's all been declassified. They were working for the government. They were funded. They were protected. They were allowed to blind police officers, bomb the Pentagon, all of this as a pretext to build up the COINTELPRO spying network on the American people. It's on record. Why do you think these people, most of them didn't go to prison? Why do you think Bill Clinton commuted a bunch of their sentences? Again, these are high-powered, big-money-funded groups, the Rockefeller Foundation and others, all fund the left and the right. Just like they've been caught in Denver and in areas of Canada like Ottawa, with paid government operatives dressed up like anarchists attacking crowds of people, and the media says, wow, incredible police restraint. This just happened yesterday in Canada. And then it turns out they're cops. So you see a day or two of people breaking trash cans, hitting cops. The cops are told to stand down. And then a couple days later, they attack the peaceful crowds. People said, well, they had it coming. And then people are scared to go out and demonstrate because there's always these anarchists there who we've proven are government operatives. This is on record. These are rent-a-mobs funded by the big foundations. Again, let's continue.
Got it? Andy Stern, SEIU president, leading White House visitor. Workers of the world unite. It's not just a slogan anymore. Give me some of these. Give me some of these pictures. Let me ask you this question. Are you like any of these people? Are you like William Ayers? We don't regret setting off any bombs.
Hit pause again.
Like you?
Back it up a few seconds. See, and like a child, are you like these people? No, you don't want to be like this guy setting off bombs. And then he connects it to 9/11 truth here in a moment. See, the message is, you're a terrorist. And then he has this left-right paradigm on the chalkboard, the left over here, the right over here. He says America is right of center. No, in that false paradigm, we're way... Liberals don't. The grassroots are now pro-Second Amendment. Grassroots, the numbers have shifted. They're anti-abortion. Grassroots, so-called mainline liberals don't like the big banks under Bush or under Obama. So he always says it's about getting outside the left-right paradigm, using my term I coined, but then every time he shows a graphic, it's a left-right paradigm. And then he puts all these radicals over on the side of Obama's administration. Most of them are out there on the fringes, foundation-funded. He doesn't mention all the big Israeli operatives and British operatives and globalist operatives that are in the White House who say arrest anyone who has these views. No, he gives you the left-right paradigm. Here it is.
Question. Are you like any of these people? Are you like William Ayers? We don't regret setting off any bombs. Are these people like you? Are they like our founders? We're normally in the center. We're actually a country that is center-right, okay? We don't like the extreme right. We don't like the extreme left. We're about here.
Good pause. Okay? Are you like the terrorist, or are you like our founders? Well, wait a minute. Our founders talked about government staging fake crises. Our founders said don't get involved in foreign entanglements. Don't let foreign governments come in and take your government over. We've had global corporations come in that are bigger than most governments and take over. Our founders, Glenn, would have supported Ron Paul, not you, who were for the banker takeover bailout, that you go on to blame on the communists. And certainly they're part of it, and they want things to collapse. But so do the Republicans, and they all worked in tandem, seamless integration between Clinton, Bush, Obama. But oh no, the Republicans are going to save you. Again, back to his fake left-right paradigm.
Where would I put a guy who bombed the Pentagon? Here? Who doesn't regret and says he didn't do enough? How about Andy Stern? Workers of the world unite. Is he here? He's on the extreme left. Ron Blum. This is a guy who said, we kind of agree with Chairman Mao that political power largely comes from the barrel of a gun. Do you believe that? I don't largely believe it. I don't kind of believe it. I don't believe it. I think he's over here. Anita Dunn, one of her favorite political philosophers, is Mao.
And
how about the guy?
Yes, and one of David Rockefeller, one of his, and he's on record helping fund News Corp and Clear Channel, on record, so he can control the opposition. The best way to control is to lead it. He wrote in 1976, he wrote multiple editorials, but one in 76, praising Mao as one of his favorite philosophers. Called him a philosopher. Our government kicked Chiang Kai-shek out. That's now been declassified. Our government helped put Lenin in. And then when Stalin got out of control, he was certainly really bad and kicked out the Trotskyites. They came over here, and William Kristol's father founded the neoconservative movement that you work for. I mean, you want to talk about communists in the White House, Bush had a lot more, but they're not communists. They use that as a banner to take over societies. Let's continue.
Who? Now, these are just people. These people are in and around the White House. This guy isn't, but this is where Obama launched his campaign, at this man's house for 20 years. He sat in this man's church. This man says the government gives people drugs and then wants us to sing God Bless America. No, no, no.
Good pause.
You know the rest of that.
The government gives us drugs. See, and they also have the controlled left, like Reverend Wright, come out and say the government created HIV, that's declassified, but never give any evidence, and the government ships the drugs in. Well, I mean, they had a congressional hearings, and the CIA inspector general in 1996 admitted they ship in the majority of the narcotics. Oh, but see now, if you don't trust the government, and you know the government shipping drugs in, as Ron Paul exposed in that speech a month ago, and Ron Paul said we've had a CIA coup, and they're shipping the drugs in, oh, you're with Reverend Wright. See, I'm not a left-winger or a right-winger. If something's the truth, I talk about it. And I talk about how big government's the tool of control, whether it's from the fake right or the fake left. But see, Glenn Beck makes it all a left-wing thing to think the government deals drugs or the government's engaged in population reduction, so that the right-wing watching this won't fully wake up. And the left in Newsweek and Time comes out and attacks the right-wing and says, oh, look, it's a right-wing thing to believe the UN wants to reduce your numbers and to believe the government's dealing drugs. See, when Bush is in office, it's a left-wing thing to talk about FEMA camps. When Obama is in office, it's a right-wing thing. No, it's the truth. But as long as they can divide you into two groups to fight, they win. And everything Beck does is that. So he knows you're waking up to this, so he comes in and says, I'm against the left-right paradigm. Now here's a graphic of the left-right paradigm. Continue.
He says it's in the Bible. That's what happens to countries for killing innocent people. So he's surrounded.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Reverend Wright says that the Arabs attacked us because we were oppressing them. That's what the big foundation-funded Ward Churchill says. See, 9/11 Truth never said that. We know it was staged. We know radical Muslims are funded to overthrow mainline regimes in the Middle East and Central Asia. See? Most of these people he puts up here prop up, like Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn, the official line that 9/11 was not an inside job. The left, the controlled left, has been the biggest attacker of 9/11 Truth. It's all fraud. When you know the truth, everything Lynn Beck says is a twisted distortion, a spin, or an outright lie. Continue with this liar.
Surrounded by radicals. Here's why the Republic is in danger. And the president is in danger first, then the Republic.
Back it up. Hit pause, back it up 10 seconds. Here's why the Republic's in danger. Not that big offshore banks that openly want worldwide eugenics and world government are in control. Not that they've stolen 28 plus trillion and counting in the last year and a half. Not that it's bipartisan. Not that Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase own both parties. Not that Northcom is setting up all these FEMA camps. Not that they're launching all these wars based on lies. Not that troops are suddenly running checkpoints all over the country with any excuse they get. No. The Republic is in danger. He now brings you to the ultimate enemy. You don't like communists. You don't like these socialists. You don't like people that bomb the Pentagon, who all prop up the official 9/11 story. Guilt by association. Now he brings in Van Jones, the only one they kicked out because broken clocks are right twice a day and blind hogs do occasionally find acorns. Because now he can make it a left-wing issue for 9/11 Truth. When the truth is, it was the libertarians and true constitutionalists that exposed 9/11 from day one. You're looking at the founder of the 9/11 Truth movement. I'm the guy that had the nerve to tell the truth before it happened and after it happened. I understood how important it was to take false flag terror away from these people. And we've used this radio show as a platform for all the real leaders against the New World Order to build them up to where you now see them as pundits on their national television, like Webster Tarpley, from obscurity to being well known. continue with Glenn Beck, because here he comes in with the danger to the Republic. It's not the big banks. It's not the New World Order. It's a few leftists they had in the White House for left cover to pacify the left. Here it is.
In the Bible, that's what happens to countries for killing innocent people. So he's surrounded by radicals. Surrounded by radicals. Here's why the Republic is in danger. And the president is in danger first, then the Republic. Here's this tree of revolution we talked to you about. Cloward and Piven. These were the Marxist students. These were people like this guy, SDS. Okay? Right here is when they think, yeah, Che, that's the way to go. They want a real revolution. Guns, blood in the street, SDS. Cloward and Piven come along and they say, no, 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 wait a minute. We can just infiltrate and collapse the system. We can overwhelm it. Those people say, yes, Wade Rathke, Dale Rathke, SEIU, ACORN, they move over in this direction. They say, yes, we'll do it peacefully.
Hit pause. So they're going to do it peacefully. So now it's ACORN that collapsed things. It's not the big banks. Glenn Beck's for the banker bailout. It's ACORN. Now, we know ACORN's bad and involved in all sorts of criminality. We were exposing it before Glenn Beck was. This is community organizing. This is how the government gets you dependent. But that's a lie that they're behind the collapsing economy. It's the New World Order. It's NAFTA-GATT. It's globalization. And who exposed that? Who's off the air now? Lou Dobbs, who isn't perfect, but he's for real. He believes what he's saying. He's not a globalist. He's gone. In comes Glenn Beck. Let's continue.
Jeff Jones, who, by the way, is the co-founder, William Ayers and Jeff Jones, the co-founder of the Weather Underground. Those guys say, no, blood and guns, and they go this way. Okay? This guy, see, this is his rap sheet or his fingerprints. This guy's still in the system.
Again. Notice, instead of a tree, it should be a pincer beetle. Google pincer beetle for me. It's got two pincers. It grabs its prey in two big mandible claws on the front of its face. It should be the big banks are financing peaceful takeover while also financing radical takeover as a pretext to bring in a police state to suppress the general public. But no, you get a stupid tree that has no right-wing control on it, no big foundation control, no nothing. Continue.
He's not in prison. I mean, in the system, he's in New York. He actually helped New York spend the stimulus money because he works for this, the Apollo Alliance, where Van Jones also worked. They helped design the stimulus package. They have never denied that violence is a...
They helped design the stimulus package. The very same Goldman Sachs that has all its people in the regulatory positions in the private Federal Reserve and the Treasury and in the White House are the ones that engineered the banker bailout that Republicans and that Bush and Obama supported and that Beck supported. And they also supported the stimulus. And now he's telling you that somebody in an office in New York City at some little left cover group supported it and built it? Total lie. Continue.
Bad thing. These people over here, these guys, Van Jones, radical militant. Now, let me ask you something. If you, since the 1960s, have said, okay, Cloward and Piven, fine, you go your way, but we're over here. If you have your moment and you believe that your hero, your revolutionary leader, Barack Obama, has gone soft and is not going to collapse the system, what makes you think a guy who says, oh, we didn't do enough, what makes you think they won't pick that up now? They'll do it their way.
Hit pause. They were radical government operatives meant to radicalize people in the 60s and 70s. They're now big multimillionaires that write Barack Obama's books. And they're neocons openly running the White House, and they're telling you what they're about to do. Stage an attack on their minion, their front man, to get everybody feeling sorry for them, and to get everybody loving Obama so they can ram their agenda through. You just heard them prep the public for what they're going to do. And now he gets into 9/11 truth. Continue.
Now, why is the president himself in trouble? Well, let me use him as an example. 9/11 truther. Another guy surrounding the president.
Hit pause. See, who's the final enemy? Who's the big boogeyman? It's not even Al-Qaeda. It's 9/11 truth. They're violent. They're going to bomb. They're going to shoot when we're the people exposing how government provocateurs or stages events as a pretext to come after you. And we even give you the secret documents that good law enforcement give us where the whole thing is set up for the American people under Bush. But Glenn Beck won't tell you that MIAC and Homeland Security document that it was written from were put out in 2008 by the Bush Justice Department and the neocon Mukasey. So at the end of this whole diatribe that he gives you, who is the ultimate enemy? Who is the danger? It's 9/11 truth and why we are a danger to their lie and to their fraud and their favorite tool of frame-ups, of staging terror to sell their agenda through fear. We're going to come back, finish up with this, go to your calls. Then I'm getting into a ton of other vital news. The Newsweek attack pieces on myself. 2 in 1 week. Beck's attack on Medina. Stay with us.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. A criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Wouldn't be surprised if Cass Sunstein wasn't writing a lot of what Glenn Beck says. I mean it when I say it. But he shows you a tree and says, that's the New World Order, a couple of communists. When he should be showing you a pincer beetle, you know, I'm saying stop looking at the pincers, but look at the beetle that comes up and grabs you in its jaws. The controlled left, the controlled right. Over there on the right, you got Sarah Palin, and you've got Glenn Beck. And on the fake left, you've got Bill Ayers and Barack Obama. And it's just that simple. But the ultimate enemy they're going to kill people. The nonviolent 9/11 truth movement, the one person who signed the petition once at some rally, they kicked him out, but he goes on to lie and say they run the White House and they're going to kill Obama. They're going to kill him. Because they want to come after the 9/11 truth movement. They want to try to discredit us because we have broken their favorite mechanism. But they don't understand that this is backfiring. All the Newsweek, all the Time Magazine, all the CNN pieces, all the National Geographic and PBS pieces trying to lie about 9/11 truth. Everybody's just looking into it now. But these liars still think they can control people, and it's backfiring. So keep it up, Beck. See, my possession is the truth. What I value is the truth, not being a political whore like you. Beck, sure, if you ask around, you'll find out. I was basically offered the job you have 10 years ago and then again about 7 years ago. And I said, no, thank you. I don't want to be a star. I want to tell the truth. And in history, you will be known as Benedict Arnold, pal. People are finding out very, very quickly what you're doing. You've only got the most brain-dead people serving you. And they may not even try to assassinate or stage an assassination on Obama now because we're doing this and launching a major offensive to expose them because we understand. Just like 3 months before the flu, we came out and said they were going to stage it because we saw them getting ready for it. We are taking all your steam out of your engine, the wind out of your sails, punk. I see right through you, punk. I know what you are, punk. And the good news is I warned everybody about what you were going to do, and they just keep seeing you do it, and they're waking up when you go after Deborah Medina and tell us Mr. North American Union Bilderberg Group Perry is good. Continue.
Truthers, here's a guy who thought the government was evil enough that it would murder thousands of U.S. citizens, just blow them up, destroy a building, and kill 3,000 people. Well, gosh.
That's back up where he says the word 9/11 truthers. We started that about 2 seconds too late. We have a so-called government that lets our troops breathe DU, that lets them be basted in Agent Orange and then blocks their treatment. We have a government that tried to make troops buy their own health insurance out of their own paychecks. We have a government that isn't a government, but a corporate whorehouse run by offshore banks. We have a government, according to the Lancet, that killed over 1 million Iraqis in the last 8 years, and 1 million before that. We have a government that could care less about third world people. They sure don't care about you. They knew about Pearl Harbor and let it happen. That's now been declassified. That isn't saying the Japanese are good. The point is they knew and let it happen. So these are guys so bad, so dangerous, that they think the government would blow something up. What will they do? And then he introduces the idea, maybe hoping some nut goes out to an event and tries it. You know, they can provocateur it as well. We're going to come back and finish up with this and go to your phone calls and all the other news I haven't gotten to yet. But this is so important. I am sure by everything else I've seen and the talk of White House security being lax, and all the preparations and the neocons saying you better play the war card, I'm sure that they're getting ready to try this. Now, it's taken me an hour to break this down. An hour plus. See, he does it in about 5-6 minutes thinking you have no attention span. I respect you enough to know you'll go back and listen to this, go back and watch this, take notes and research it. It takes time to break this down.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.